you, Eileen. We join in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the hearing of Scripture, for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word. And we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Amen. What are we to make of the story of Deborah? In the world of Harvey Weinstein, the Me Too campaign, and who knows how many horrendous accounts of abuse and harassment of and violence towards mostly women. Deborah, one of the judges of Israel. Reading through one or two of the commentaries on these passages, I came across on several occasions the following description. Deborah acted as a judge in Israel. No, she was a judge in Israel. Reminds me of a story told back in the 80s here, I think, by an Anglican priest of the time whose parish was in St. Paul's, just after the riots this was. And he told of how his curate, a black man, went to visit a parishioner who had been arrested in the riots and was being held at the local police station. And he went into the desk and asked if he could speak to this person, and the desk sergeant rang upstairs and said to some senior officer, "There is a black man here dressed like a priest." No, he was a priest. Casual institutional racism. Deborah was a judge. Casual institutional sexism. Deborah, after all the attitudes of sexism in church and society, all the repression of women, the New Testament calling them the weaker sex, all that stuff about submission and head covering and Eve being deceived, all the continued angst around the world about the status of women in many religions and societies, after all the revelations of today, the victimization, the body shaming, the power imbalances. Here's a reminder that once, way back, a woman was a judge in Israel. As we heard, as Israel came out from under Moses and Joshua, the age of the patriarchs, the age of top-down authority and power vested in one male figure, as the tribes began to establish themselves in the promised land, as the promise to Abraham, a people numerous as the stars, as the vision of Moses, a promised land, as those things began to run out into the sand of harsh reality among the warring tribes of Canaan, as authority began to disperse, as one people became 12 tribes, imagine the conflicts, the battles, the personality clashes, the disputes that would have arisen. Imagine the law of Moses, the 10 best ways. Imagine how it had to be applied and lived out and adjudicated. No wonder then that in each town and village and jurisdiction, strong leaders arose. Leaders to protect the people to administer the law, to take hard decisions, to handle disputes, to raise armies, to lead into battle, judges, so-called. The Lord raised up judges. Othniel, Samson, Gideon, Jephthah, Shamgar, Tolan, Jair, Ibsan, Elon, Abdon. How much more difficult than the Old Testament reading could have been this morning? Imagine strong, powerful, alpha males, the John Waynes, the Jack Reachers, the James Bonds of their day. Rippling biceps and furrowed brows and purposeful, no-nonsense strides, the go-to figures in their community. Decisive in dispute, first in a fight, used to winning, used to getting their own way. All eyes in a room turned in their direction. Like a minister I knew once, many years ago, we used to meet for coffee in his home. And he used always to arrange the room so that he could sit higher than us. And I don't really think he liked being a Baptist because he used to tell us what to do and we didn't take much notice. Over his mantelpiece in his living room wasn't a picture or a mirror, but a motto in big black bold letters on a shiny gold background. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. In his living room, where he used to spend time with his wife and children. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. I imagine from what I heard, he would have been a bit like Harvey Weinstein, lording it over his staff. Or Donald Trump, perhaps, reputedly telling all his flunkies how things are going to be. The judges. And among them, Deborah. Just a throwaway remark almost in the book of Judges. Deborah was leading Israel at that time. The weaker sex? Wives, Deborah was a wife, submit to your husbands. Women should keep quiet in church. Deborah. Deborah's story, we've already heard, how she led her people in battle, how she was more courageous than Barak, how she wasn't short of irony. The glory will not be yours, she says to Barak, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman. Let's not forget Jael in all this. Another brave woman whose name, by the way, means wild goat. Jael, who drove a tent peg through King Sisera's temple and saved her people. Deborah's song, you've heard it in part. You remember songs and singing. We've had quite a few of them over the time, haven't we? Mary's song, Miriam's song, songs of freedom, upside down songs about the poor prospering and the rich slinking empty away. Deborah's song is a different kind of song. Let's not gloss over this hard part of the Bible, the violence, the wars, the vengeance, the deceit. They were harsh times indeed. We are living in harsh times. Deborah's song. which ends, "So may all your enemies perish, Lord. But may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." Let's not forget Deborah in our angst about the mistreatment of women in the world. Let's not forget that once a woman mixed it with men on equal terms. Let's not forget that many women followed Jesus. We heard in the story in Mark's Gospel, many men ran away, but there were lots of women still there when he died on the cross. Let's not forget the casual institutional racism, sexism, gender stereotyping. But let's remember Deborah. The weaker sex? Don't think so. And let's not ignore the uncomfortable, inconvenient truth that the ways of God's people, with all their visions of God's peaceable future, have always had to come up against the often harsh realities of a violent, disputatious, divided world. But let's remember also that all of this was under God and not for human aggrandizement or empire building. And let's remember that out of all this came a people who held high their loyalty to the promise and vision of God. And let's remember the words of Deborah's song. Let those who love you be like the sun rising in its strength. Before we pray, we stand to sing the hymn number 500.